You're listening to NBC Sports Radio. Weekends. This is the Jim Daniels Show. NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day. And now, Jim Daniels. Jim Daniels.
Thank you for making us a part of your Sports Sunday. Appreciate that. Jim Daniels here every Saturday and Sunday morning. Your phone calls? Sure, we love to hear from you at 855-3234-NBC or download the NBC Sports Radio app for your smartphone or your tablet. You can do that at the Google Play Store, or you can go to iTunes, have the show's email directly to you. Yeah, we've got the hookup with Audio Boom these days if you want to get the podcast. It's all taken care of for you. All right, final hour of the Jim Daniels Show. Next hour, it'll be Speaking of Sports, where we'll have Rick Horro and Nota Begay joining us this morning. But right now, from Sunday Night Football, it's Mike Ryan, sports medicine specialist. And actually, Mike has been around the game for about 25 years. He understands what we're talking about when it comes to the injury side of things, and that's where we're going to go to. Mike, you know, I've had the opportunity over the season to talk to a lot of different people about a lot of different things in the NFL. One of them is injuries. And, you know, I think a lot of this, I think a lot of injuries are top of mind these days because more people are more aware of more players because they're playing fantasy football. They're interested in players and teams that they normally wouldn't be. But again, I've talked to people outside of the sports world who have asked me, you know, it seems like there's an awful lot of people getting hurt in the NFL. Is it more than usual? It seems like that's true. Is it?
I think it is correct. And I think one of the things that's happening as well, Jim, is a lot of those bigger injuries are hitting more impact and higher profile players. That obviously dries up the interest meter and the kind of time loss that these key players are having for each individual team.
Right. We've spoken a lot about quarterbacks recently, Mike. So many people, Big Ben is the latest, but the latest thing on Big Ben is about concussion more than anything else. As a matter of fact, he even made the statement about coming out of the game, said he was having a little trouble on the sideline going through the concussion protocol, saying he had some trouble with his peripheral vision. So he took himself out and said after the game, hey, my brain is more important than football. We're going to need more players and coaches to step up and have that mentality going forward, aren't we?
I couldn't agree, Jim, more with that, Jim, because the self-reporting of issues is so important, because the two real important things with the concussions is, number one, they're not very easy to diagnose. You know, you could diagnose an ankle sprain or an ACL tear in less than a minute and a half. Concussions take a lot of time. They take a lot of issues because each player and the symptoms really vary. But the second thing with concussions real important is the communication is so important between everybody, player, medical staff, and coaches. And I think in this case where players step forward and say, hey, I'm having symptoms, I have an issue, that's the way it has to happen. And if you do that, I think you're going to see this Sunday, it's a quick turnaround. But the self-reporting of issues when there's a concussion that no one really saw is a key way to keep players safe on Sundays.
Mike Ryan is the sports medicine analyst for NBC's Sunday Night Football. Again, on Twitter, at SNF Mike Ryan. Mike, I want to get to tight ends here in a minute. As a matter of fact, I called you yesterday because I said I wanted to talk about tight ends, but still stuck on quarterback for the moment anyway, because there are two quarterback stories. One is Josh McCown, who has got, I guess, a similar injury to Tony Romo's broken clavicle. He's out for the season, but the Cowboys are saying, wait a minute, we're going to not put Tony Romo on IR just in case. You know, the Cowboys, number one, dreaming, and really how smart is that to think about rolling Tony Romo back out for a third opportunity to injure that same clavicle?
Well, I think there's one important point that differentiates between these two injuries is one is Tony's, it's on his non-throwing arm. Well, McCown is on the right side as a right-handed quarterback. So when you get a fractured clavicle on your throwing side as a quarterback, that changes everything. But as far as Tony looking at round three possibly, you kind of leave that open because it wasn't a displaced fracture with this latest injury that there is a chance. It's a little bit of a pipe dream, but it's going to take some time, and obviously they're going to be very conservative. This last time it took them 8 weeks to get back on the field with multiple fractures on the outside part of the clavicle, which that alone is a little unusual. So this one, I think no one really knows the time frame. I think they're just keeping those options open just in case they go deep in the playoffs and they have an option. But I think right now everybody's just kind of sitting and waiting and see where Tony is down the road and obviously where the Cowboys end up at the end of the season.
Okay, Mike, let's get to those tight ends because originally, like I said, that was my reason for the call and wanting you on here is to talk about the tight end stuff. I guess I'm going to start with Gronkowski because it's good news, bad news, or bad news, good news, whichever way you want to put it. Yeah, serious enough to knock him out of the game and possibly or probably a couple of weeks, but not so bad that he's done for the season. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think when everybody saw it initially, it was an interesting concept. Everybody said, oh, well, the foot was off the ground. It couldn't be that bad. I've seen some very, very bad injuries where the foot is off the ground, and you get that kind of whipping effect with what's there. The good news is it doesn't sound like it's any major ligament, no ACL issues, no major fractures. The diagnosis that came out last night, the official word from the Patriots, is the fact he had a bone bruise and a sprain of the right knee. Bone bruise is really what's going to change things here, Jim, because bone bruise, I've seen them quiet down in 2 weeks. I've seen them be sore for 6 months. A bone bruise and bleeding in the bone itself is something that's going to be the major source of pain. The good news part of this is the way he got hit on the inside of the knee itself, which stresses the outside part of the knee. The good news is when you have issues and a little bit of laxity on the outside part of the knee, you can tolerate that a lot better because you have that same kind of laxity on the inside with the MCL. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different ballgame. So I think with this, I think it's very true what they're saying. It's a week-to-week kind of thing, how he handles the pain, how he can function with what's there, and obviously the degree of the laxity with the sprain that he had does not appear to be too serious. So I think that's it's a true case of a week-to-week issue. We know he's a tough guy. He's dealt with a lot of major injuries. So I think pain management for a guy like this is not going to be a problem. And you know, is it 2 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Is it 1 week? I think we know as we get deeper into this week and see where things play out, how active involved he is with practice. But he's not a guy who's afraid of rehab, and that's going to be a strong suit for him going forward.
From the Sunday Night Football team on NBC, it's Mike Ryan joining us, sports medicine analyst, and I got to go to Jimmy Graham now. Boy, I tell you what, he suffered a tough one. We understand this is a ruptured patella tendon, and I guess it's similar to or the same thing that Victor Cruz had. He's really struggled. As a matter of fact, wasn't able to make it back to the field at all this year. Part of that was another injury, a calf one, but just how bad is Jimmy Graham's injury, and what is he looking at?
This is a bad injury, Jim. With what he had, he ruptured the patella tendon. The patella tendon is what attaches the bottom of the kneecap to the shin bone, exactly what had Victor Cruz had, like he had said. I've had players who've had this injury, and it's a difficult one to come back from. When you first look at it, it's an easier diagnosis because when you pull the sock up, normally your knee has kind of a rounded feel to it. With that kneecap gone, there's basically a big hole where the kneecap used to be. So it's a devastating injury. And the surgery and the rehab, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And the big question is, how far can he come back from that? Right now, it's hard to say, but it's a difficult injury for him to overcome, a lot of work, especially something he had later in the year. Victor Cruz did very well with it. As a skilled player, that's quite unusual. So everybody's very optimistic that Jimmy Graham rehabs real hard. He's got a lot of work to do ahead of him, but that he can make a full recovery. But again, there's a lot of work between now and then to figure that out. Obviously done for the season, surgery, and how they stabilize that kneecap back to the shin bone is going to determine how well he does going forward.
Well, we're going to have to be rooting for Jimmy in that one. Now, somebody that kind of dodged the bullet, I guess, is Tyler Eifert. He also suffered an injury, but he seems to be the least serious of the three from this last week, yeah?
Definitely. He has a pinched nerve in his neck itself, which is kind of like a burner. You have weakness in the arm, sensation issues down into the fingers a lot of times. Usually isn't a hard thing to come back, but kind of knowing with him, he's had an issue with this neck. He actually missed a game at the end of the 2013 season because of the same issue. So it's going to be the kind of thing where if he can gain his strength back very quickly, which most times that happens, this shouldn't be a factor going forward. But if this is a recurrent issue, and when anytime you have a pinched nerve, Jim, you have to say, what's pinching the nerve? Is it the disc? Is it narrowing of the spinal canal? Is it a muscle? Is it just a mechanical thing? So that's, I'm sure, they're going to look at is why did he get a pinched nerve? Sometimes you put a collar into the shoulder pad itself to limit the range of motion of the helmet in relationship to the neck. And a lot of times that can help alleviate this. But the main thing is now is him getting his strength back in that arm. The quicker he gets it back, the quicker you're going to see him back on the field. So I don't see this as being a long-term issue.
Well, we're hoping to see a lot of these guys that we've spoken about this season. Boy, Mike, we've had you on an awful lot of times this year because of all
my pleasure.
Serious injuries all over the place. Hopefully it gets a little bit better in that regard as we move towards
the
second season. Mike Ryan, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on NBC Sports Radio.
My pleasure, Jim. Have a great day.
You know, we've really heard too much of Mike this season. It's been, like I said to him in the beginning, you know, it seems like there's been more injuries this season than ever before. And I don't know if that's just the perception because of the fantasy football thing or if it's actually indeed reality. All right, coming up next, we like to look at the parlay cards around here. We get Steve Fezzik from pregame.com to help us with that. It's coming up next, NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.